we're going to speak about over here. This is a very deep idea. I want you guys to try to follow me. And we're going to speak about the small aleph, the small aleph that we got over here. And that small aleph is in Vayikra, the first word in this week's parasha. It's a place up there here. Let's see if it's here. The small aleph is very, there's a lot of things written about that. Yeah, if you can get it. Why is there a small aleph in the beginning of Vayikra? I'm going to tell you two pshatim, then I'm going to go into the Shvilei Pinchas. This is a special one. This Shvilei Pinchas is Ayin Tes. And by the way, it's in Parshas Ekev. It's not even here in Parshas Vayikra, but I pulled it out for you. And you'll see why it's very appropriate for this week's parasha and also for what's going on nowadays. It's a Mea Brachas, a Shtikol Torah. You all can still see me? Avi, you can see me over there? Yeah, excellent. Okay, because I don't see me. My screen froze. There it is. Now I see myself a little better. I'm happy to get that thumbs up on the screen from Yosef Kaufman. Thank you. It looks like Yosef just joined the minion. Anyway, so there's different reasons why there's a small aleph. There's the most famous reason, which is because... thank you, Sharky. Which is because Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, was a very modest person. He didn't want to write Vayikra. Vayikra is a lesson of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, chose Moshe Rabbeinu to call him out. Vayakar is more random. It's like when you call, like, for example, it says, by Bilam, Vayakar, Hashem just randomly chose Bilam. It wasn't really because Bilam was deserving in particular. It's just the Umos Hayom need to have a Navi. So you got to choose someone. So it ended up being him. So Moshe Rabbeinu also wanted to write about himself that it was Vayakar. It was like it was more random, and it wasn't really that he was worthy of it, which is a little bit strange because Moshe Rabbeinu was an Ish Emes, and Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't write something that wasn't true. So how could Moshe Rabbeinu want to write the word Vayakar if it's just not true? He wanted to write a Sheker. My father likes to say, he told it over to me last night, a story about Reb Chatzkel Abramsky. Reb Chatzkel Abramsky one time was called as an expert witness in England, because they wanted to know the Jewish law on a certain matter. So before they started, they asked the judge asked Chatzkel Abramsky. He said to him, "Sir, is it true that they say that you're the foremost authority on Talmudic law in the entire kingdom?" So he said, "Yes, Your Honor, it's true." And the judge said to him, "He says, you know, isn't that a little bit boastful for you to say that? I thought the Jews were very modest." He said, "Your Honor, I'm under oath. What am I? I have to tell the truth. I am the foremost authority." So you know, that's just the way it is. So Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't want to prava anivus. If it's not true, it's not true. So how could Moshe Rabbeinu want to write Vayakar? And I think that the answer perhaps is something that I saw from Diane Fisher. It's fascinating. And this is all just leading up to what we want to get to. Diane Fisher says that even by Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a bechina of Yakar. And he said the following thing, and this is good for all of us to know, and you know, those of you that have listened to us speak for a while, that this is something that I believe very strongly in, is that if a person uses every single ounce of strength that he has, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him something even more than what he's capable of. So we're all capable of greatness. If we just give it all we got, just got to give it all you got. Moshe gave it all he got, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him even more than that, because there's no human being on the planet that really could have deserved to be on the darga of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu got a matana, and that's what we say in Pirkei Avos, Yogata Matzasa. What is Matzasa? Metzia. Doesn't say you got the and then kanisa. If you work hard, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you metzias. He'll give you extra matanas, the things that you don't even deserve. So Moshe Rabbeinu got that. So there was a bechina of vayakar. We could call it random. We could say wasn't based on Moshe Rabbeinu's own abilities. So therefore, Moshe thought that he wanted to emphasize that, but Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "No, I want you to write vayikra because I only gave you that because of all the work that you've done. It wasn't random." You're right, it didn't equal out in a formula to all that you've worked. You got much more than that, but it's all because you worked, I gave you extra matanas. That's the one pshat that we said in Vayikra. There's another pshat that's here, the chizkuni, let's try that again. One of the mefarshim here bring down that particularly, let's see, Moshe Rabbeinu, the reason why it was called, it was that way, was because actually it was a form of almost like a critique on Moshe Rabbeinu. Spoke about it last night. We had a little Sheva Brachas. It's the Yalkut Ruvain that it brings from the Zoya. And he says the reason is because Moshe Rabbeinu was Shalom Bakol Tzad. Moshe Rabbeinu was totally complete. However, he had one Pisaran, and that was he was Perish Me'ishtai. So therefore, there was something that was not full. So Moshe Rabbeinu's, the Vayikra was not written full. It was written kind of like The Aleph at least was small because it wasn't complete. And we discussed that last night. Why is that brought out over here, Dafkin Karbanos? I don't remember if we even mentioned this last night, but based on what we said last night about the idea of Melach, Kol Karbon Chataku, if Melach, that you have to sacrifice, and part of marriage is to give to someone else, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have the opportunity to do that. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was, because he was Perish Me'ishta, therefore the Aleph in Vayikra is considered to be small. However, there's another pshat here, and this is a very fascinating pshat, and this is what I want to share with you, and it's brought down the Sefer Shvilei Pinchas, and it says the following thing. Why is the Aleph small? And he brings the following reason. I believe it's Balatur. See, I'm going to try to find it over here. Here it is. No, that's not the one. But I'm going to find it. It's right here. Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav HaShalom, was Aleph. And the Aleph was reduced to Aleph. I'm going to find this for you, and I'm going to tell you what that means. It sounds a little bit wild. A lot of you know that anyone that learns Shvilei Pinchas, it's very deep things over here. And it's here it is. It's brought down. Aleph is reduced to Aleph. And this is brought from the Arizal. Listen to this unbelievable thing. The Arizal says that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to have Aleph Oiris. When Klal Yisrael got the Torah at Har Sinai, they all got Ksarim. Moshe got Aleph Oiris. He got 1,000 lights, whatever that means exactly. But when Klal Yisrael sinned with the Egel and they broke the Luchos, so the Aleph was reduced to Aleph. He had one light left. His face was shining. Imagine what Moshe Rabbeinu's face would have looked like. So he was left to just one light. So we have to know exactly what does this mean. Moshe Rabbeinu started off with 1,000 lights, and he was left with one light. Let's try to understand, my friends. There's a lot of interesting things here which I want to share with you as well. Rabbi Isai, we know that there's an idea of making Meir Brachas B'chol Yoyim. Where did this idea of Meir Brachas B'chol Yoyim come from? So actually, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in the Torah. In Parshas Eken, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, Ba'ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Me'imach. What does Hashem want from you? Ki Im Le'ira. All he wants is for you to fear him. And the Gemara darshans on this pasuk that it's talking about Meir Brachas B'chol Yoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu chayv adam levarach Meir Brachas B'chol Yoyim. And this is from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi learns, Al tikri mo Hashem Elokecha Shol, Ela Meir. Meir Hashem Elokecha Shol. Hashem wants Meir Brachas from us, from all of us every day. And that's what the Gemara says. Tosfos says, because there's 100 letters in the pasuk, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shol Me'imach Ki'im Le'ira, it's actually 99, 100. We're going to maybe talk about that also, that because that's that one extra one. But anyway, the point is, this pasuk is from Moshe Rabbeinu. On the other hand, we find that the Gemara says that, Chazal say, I'm sorry, that David HaMelech was Mesakin Meir Brachas. And the Torah brings this down, B'shasa Magefa. This is why I've mentioned to you before. It says, hukam oil, that David HaMelech was hukam oil. Oil was gematria 100. David HaMelech saw that there was people dying daily. There was people dying, and he didn't know what it was until Ruach Kutcher, you saw that you have to have Meir Brachas. The Shaila is, that which one is it? Is it Moshe Rabbeinu b'shas Moshe? That sounds like from the Gemara that brings Rav Meir. Rav Meir brings that it sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that was Mesakin Meir Brachas. And on the other hand, it sounds like from the Medrash that it was David HaMelech who was Mesakin Meir Brachas. Says Rabbeinu b'chai Adavar Nisma, we're going to explain it half of a fella. Says Rabbeinu b'chai, really it started by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the first one that put it in place. But somehow it got lost. You know, we're learning Sechas Tamid. We see that things do get lost sometimes. You know, but over here it got lost. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he was Chayzer V'yastam. He reinstituted it B'shas HaMagifa. David HaMelech. Thank you very much. David HaMelech reinstituted B'shas HaMagifa. We're going to try to understand where did it come from? How did it get lost? And the importance of reinstituting. So here goes. My friends, it's as follows. It says that the Luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down, the Luchos had two miraculous letters, Mem and Samach. And we explained this previously. The Mem Sofis is circular. Now it's circular. So now, if you would carve something out, not carve in, carve it out, which means that there's no back to it. You could see straight through the Luchos. So there's no way to keep the middle part of the samach in place. It should fall. And the same thing, the middle part of a mem, sofis, and a samach, those two letters, mem and samach, b'neis hayu oimdim. They stood miraculously. That's what the Gemara says. Mem and samach. What's the gematria of mem and samach? Mem is 40, samach is 60. It's gematria 100. Now, what happened at Luchos, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Luchos, it was Chorus ala Luchos. Michtav, Michtav alakim hu Chorus ala Luchos. So Nehemiah says, it's Chorus mi Malach HaMoves. It was Chorus from Malach HaMoves. There was no Misa at the time of the Luchos. So there was no Misa to Klal Yisrael. The miraculous Mem Samach that was there, the 100 that we had in the Luchos, in the Torah that we learned, protected us from Malach HaMoves. However, the Luchos were broken. Chazal say, actually, what happened was, it was the Oisios were Parchos. What does it mean, the Oisios were Parchos? So, plus you understand, it means all the letters flew away. But perhaps we could say, says the Shvilei Pinchas, and it's based on Svarim HaKadoshim, he says, that these two letters, Mem and Samach, which were miraculously standing in place, these two letters, the miracle ended. And now the Mem and the Samach fell. Now, the Luchos are broken. Now we're not protected from the Malach HaMoves anymore. Now, my friends, the letters Mem and Samach spell the word Sam. If you switch the order, Sam. The Gemara says the Torah can either be Sam Chayim or Sam Noves. Moshe Rabbeinu was on a Darga, the Luchos were B'nais Oimdin, and therefore the Torah was the Sam of Chayim. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesachin Mei Brachos, in order to keep us connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. However, when the Luchos were broken, we lost that. And now we're not Chiris from Malach HaMoves. And we lost that connection of the Mei Brachos. And that's why we had this struggle of the Magefa. How do you stop the Magefa? David HaMelech recalled Beruach Kodshai, this idea of Mei Brachos. Bring back the Sam of Chaim. Bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into our lives. And we do that through Mei Brachos, which is the gematria of Mei, which is Ki'ilu, we're being Noga, we're connecting with Luchos Rishonis, with having that type of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we feel so close. And then when you're connected with Hashem, He's the Makar of Chaim. And when you're connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then the Malach HaMoves has no Shlita over us. That is the Makar of Chaim. And that's what it says, Lassad Lava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Malach HaMoves and He's going to Shechem. The voice is so deep, we're going so deep, but it's so important. Who's the Malach HaMoves? What's his name? So in the Sfarim, they say the Malach HaMoves' name is the Samach Mem. Samach Mem, like all the Malachim, they have the Shem of Hashem at the end. There's Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, Uriel. The Malachim all, they have Samach Mem also, a Samach and Mem. And then it has at the end, the Aleph and Lamed. That's why we call him the Samach Mem, because we only discuss those letters of his name. But Samach Mem, same letters. Samach Mem is 100. Asad Lava Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to shech the Samach Mem. What does that mean? He's going to separate the Samach Mem from the Aleph and the Lamed. The Aleph and the Lamed is the Koyach of Kedusha. Samach Mem is the Koyach of the Sam HaMoves. How does the Kodesh Baruch Hu, how are we going to create that separation? Through creating a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Akel, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through every day making our brachas, Mei HaBrachas B'chol Yom, and making them a Kavona. And the more Kavona we have in the brachas, the more we internalize the brachas. As brought down by my Rebbe, Rabbi David Cohen Shlita said, but I also saw brought down by others, is that it's not just about making the brachas. It's about the brachas have to be brachas. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, the baruch has to be a baruch. The ato has to be an ato. Saying the bracha b'kavona, that's what's going to help that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be able to ward off the magekpa, ward off the misa. We want protection, we have to make mea brachas. In that tzchus. You look at, listen to this, my friends. If you look at how many times it said the letters Mem, Sofis, and Samach in Aseres HaDibros. You make a cheshbin. So there's 22 Mem, Sofis, And there's two samachs. The gematria equals to 1,000. There are 1,000 oiris which are created from the Meir Brachas. When a person makes a bracha, so the Chazal tell us that a bracha a person makes, it brings him eser zakuvim. I'm going to bring you the makar for this. The makar that every part, here it is. This is the call point. Shetzivanu levarach mea brachas b'chol yoyim. Kedeshin estaker elef zehuvim b'chol yoyim. We should get 1,000 zehuvim. Every bracha brings us 10 zehuvim. And he brings that shot in the pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Elef lecha shloimai. Melech, that shloimai is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elef lecha shloimai. We should have 1,000 oirais which are coming through the mea brachas. Every bracha brings us mea zehuvim. Eser zehuvim. Which brings us all together 1,000 brachas. 1,000 oirais. 1,000 iris, 1,000 zehuvim. Elef zehuvim b'chol yoyim. So there's a gematria of 1,000 from the mem and the samach in the luchas. So Moshe Rabbeinu originally had 1,000 iris. What were those 1,000 iris? Elef. The word aleph is elef. Aleph is elef. When you say an aleph is an elef, it could be elef or it could be aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu started with the big aleph, with elef. He had 1,000 iris, and that was created through the 1,000 brachas that were coming through the luchas rishonis that Moshe Rabbeinu had. But when they were broken, it was the iris were lost, and therefore this tradition was nishtakir. We can restore it. Klal Yisrael together. If we all make mea brachas and we work on making these brachas together, Moshe Rabbeinu bring down. Listen to this unbelievable Baal HaTurim. The pasuk says, "Zayse bracha sheberach Moshe ish alakim." Moshe Ish Elokim is Rashi Tevis Meya. Moshe Ish HaElokim is Meya. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Meya Brochus. Where's the Moshe Rabbeinu inside of all of us? If we make Meya Brochus every day b'kavana, we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll bring out the Moshe inside of us. And Moshe Rabbeinu is Zoycha to Elef Iris, and we'll bring those Elef Iris back to Klal Yisrael. We'll stop the Misa as well. I can't say this, okay? I would never say this. But Baruch Hashem, my Rebbe, Rav David Kohen Shlita, Marina Verabeno, I asked him, I said, what can I tell the Oyam to Mechazik? And he said, Mea Brachas. It's a Torah. The Torah said that in the times of David, Abdavin Amach, there was a Magef. And he was Mesakim Mea Brachas, and the Magef stopped. So I said, of course, everything has to be, you know, Mea Brachas is meant not just to be Mea Brachas, to stop the Magefa, but to change our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. Our davening should be davening. Our learning should be learned. We should take our lives seriously. You know, someone said a beautiful thing. So people are talking about Mashiach. Mashiach's coming. Every day he comes. Are there times that are more mesuvel to Mashiach? Absolutely. But that doesn't mean we sit around and wait. We hack about it, or we look on matzah, the yeshiva world. Halabai, that's the only thing we should be looking on. And we're looking over there just to like wait until he shows up. It means we have to do something about it. In a Hanami, in the times of World War II, it could be that Mashiach was right outside the door, but we didn't take a big enough step. Not a leap, a step, my friend. A hech, a tefach hecher. Move yourself. Try to make sure your brachas are b'kavana. We did something. I want to tell you how beautiful Klal Yisrael is. I went to the butcher. I went to the butcher to get food for Pesach. And also because he has this great sefer, which is called Avnei Derech. My kids love it. I love it. It's a sefer which is like questions on the parasha in the form of aleph. The answers are all in the form of aleph beis. And we get a lot of them. And I give them out. Anyway, I ran out. So I really went to get the Avnei Derech. But I also went to get food for Pesach. Anyway, he says, I got something else to show you. Gives me this big poster, and he's giving these things out for free. This big poster where you could check off all the amens to brachas. Now, for me, I'll tell you why this is meaningful. The amens are for sure powerful. We spoke about last week about staka, tzadi being the 90 amens, dalid being the dalid kedushas, kuf being the mea brachas, and hey being chamisha chumshei Torah. We're going to be mechazik in all of those things. Amen is for sure a big thing, but that's not the reason. Because when you know someone saying amen to your bracha becomes a different bracha. And now in our family, we're trying to like gather together and make brachas. People should say amen. We're checking it off. We're trying to make 1,462 amens. That's how many boxes there are. But it'll change your brachas. make brachas as a team. Make it a project. We have time, my friends. We all have time on our hands. The more that we try to emphasize our ruchnis, we could pull ourselves out of this matziv. Don't wait for the matziv to change. Let's pull ourselves up from the matziv. Because if we waste an opportunity that perhaps, maybe, we could bring Mashiach now. It's amazing how much learning is happening. A lot of you have, Baruch Hashem, been in touch with me. I've been in touch with you. You're telling me that you're working hard and trying to like make utilize the shiur and utilize your chavrusas. People tell me, Baruch Hashem, they say, you know, we're not on the Zoom so much because we're learning with our chavrusas on the phone. It's amazing. It's a beautiful thing. Beis Hashem, it's chus of Klal Yisrael seeing the good in each other, bringing out the good in each other, and also every person lifting themselves up. Beis Hashem, Torah is going to be a sam chayim. I'm saying, Beis Hashem, that all of us, we should have in mind, for all those that are not well, let's make our brachos, Beis Hashem, with extra kavana. Baruch ato Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the makor of the brachos. We're going to zoicha to see Yeshuas and Refuas, by all of Klal Yisrael. Beis Hashem, we should be able to makabel Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mheira v'yameinu, amen. Have a beautiful Shabbos, all you, my friends. I love you all very much.